Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. On Monday of this week, we began a study concerning the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. And on Monday, we talked about how that the Lord sent the Holy Spirit to situate us. According to 1 Corinthians 12:13, He baptizes us into that mystical body of Christ. And then according to the book of Romans, chapter number 8, He sustains us. The Bible says, "And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." I'm glad for the sustaining ministry of the Holy Spirit. And then Wednesday we talked about the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. You see, when He indwells our bodies, He makes our bodies no longer just a temple of clay, but a temple of the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse 16, and chapter 6 and in verse number 19 as well. And then we said on yesterday that Ephesians 1:13 declares that the Spirit secures us. The Scripture teaches that we are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And I'm glad, thank God, that that's the case. But today, as we come to this fifth point, I want to say, according to Ephesians 1:14, the previous verse yesterday, but today, not only does the Bible say, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, but verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Well, if we can put this into perspective, you think about it. If you've ever made an offer on a car or on a house or on anything else, an offer is not truly a legitimate offer. You know, you can just, words are cheap, as the old saying says. But when you put money on it, when you put money down on it, in other words, when you show your intention by giving earnest money, it's a token that the person earnestly intends to purchase, or that whoever it is, they mean business. Well, may I say that the earnest of our inheritance, the Spirit of promise, He is the earnest of our inheritance. In other words, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is that which separates us. In other words, if you've got, I've had this happen. I've seen this happen. I not too long ago was talking to a dealer about a product, and he said, "Oh, said that one's I got money on that one. I can't sell it to you. It's on hold. It's been separated out of our inventory, and it's on hold." And then later on, he come back and said, "Well, they took it." Because, see, they separated that thing. They had the option to buy it because they had put down earnest money. Even though it may not be a lot, it still is a binding offer. Well, think of it in this personal light. You know, young ladies and young men, and they're looking at each other, and they're looking for that perfect mate, and they're, looking for God's will and plan for their life. Well, once a young lady accepts that diamond on her finger, she is then separated out. She advertises to the whole world that her affections, that her life, that her future all belong to the man who gave her that ring. And so that ring is a show of his earnest intentions to marry her. And so she is separated. That engagement ring separates her. It sets her apart for her groom to be. May I say, thank God, that's what the Spirit of God does. Part of the ministry of the Spirit of God is that He separates us through the earnest of our inheritance. He is the down payment on the promise of heaven, the promise of abiding with Christ, with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit throughout all eternity. And the Holy Spirit is proof positive that there is a heaven, that there is a God, and that salvation through and by the blood is genuine. Father, we ask and pray today, help us to not take for granted the indwelling of the Holy Spirit for those of us that are redeemed. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.